Hey, Shane, this is George.
Hi, George.
Hey, Shane, so we're going to try a different way for you to add us. This is going to be manually as opposed to us sending you like an email request for you to accept. We're going to try to do this manual. So what we're going to do is you're going to simply just go straight to the app.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know once you're there.
Go straight to the app.
Yeah.
Hold on, I get my glasses. Oh. Go Chrome, Google, default.
Go to Chrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Monitor ad performance on the go.
All right, so I open up the app. And so on the top right-hand corner of that, what you're looking at there, you should see a customer ID. I just want to confirm we're on the right one. Can you give me that 10-digit customer ID?
No, because it says switch to app, use the Google Ads mobile app, a picture of a phone and Google Ads.
Oh, I thought you were in that. So yeah, go ahead and switch to app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now on the top right hand corner, none of your ads are running. Learn more. Three dots.
And it doesn't give you a customer ID?
There's a video. No, doesn't give me a customer ID. No. It says account overview, last 7 days, click, get started. Mm-hmm.
It says get started, so you're not in like your main screen yet?
I am.
Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and look for settings.
Go to autopay, remove or dump keywords, add new keywords, automatically keep account optimized, turn on auto, apply for recommendations, recent supply in the last 90 days, balance of April 3rd, 2026, minus $43. There's a guy here with a picture or video, improved performance, optimization, score, and recommendations. Turn on notifications, see where to set up custom notifications, view your optimization score, explore, get started, last 7 days, count overview. Maybe I'm not in the right thing.
It seems so. By any chance, Shane, do you have a computer?
Yeah.
You do? Would it be possible for you to hop on your computer and open up that email that we were working with earlier?
Oh, that's at home now. I'm not at the house. That's my laptop. My girlfriend has a computer. Let me see. Let me see here. Someone at the door. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
No, I'm on the phone. Come on in. Yeah.
I'm just visiting for a sec.
Yeah. Jenna's, I think, going in the shower.
I'm going
to
go in the shower.
Do I need help? No. Yeah, I need help with this. I'm in the app here. You will have pending request link to your manager's account. This is the email. I'm in that email. You have a pending request to link your account to your manager. You have a pending request linked to your account.
Hit accept request. And what happens?
It brings me to Chrome, Google, or default browser.
Try to select default browser this time.
Okay.
Now, I see a picture of a phone, Google Ads. Switch to app. Use the Google Ads mobile app. Switch to app.
Does it give you an option to avoid from that from happening? Like, to avoid switching to the app, does it give you, like, an like a skip button or anything like that? Or is it just the only option to switch the app?
Switch to app is the only option.
There's no skip, nothing like that to avoid that from happening?
No. No.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and switch to app again.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm back to where I was. Account overview. None of your ads are running. Last 7 days. Clicks. No clicks. Get started. 50% completed. Complete this checklist to start with your Google Ads mobile. Turn notifications on. There's a green arrow. So they're on. And blue writing. See where you set custom notifications. View your optimized. So it's saying get started, but what do I do? Do I turn notifications on? Do I set where to set up custom notifications?
Click on get started. And what do you see now?
Get started, 50% completed. Complete this checklist. Turn on notifications. Okay. Turn on notifications. All right. See where to set up custom notifications. Click on that. Stay on track to meet your business goals by getting notifications by your performance. Okay. View your optimized score. Okay. And the last one, explore your overview account. Okay. Clicked on that. See your personal insight. Then there's Google Ads, a picture of a guy, and click your optimization score. Okay, let me click on this video.
Okay.
Okay, that's the end of that video.
Okay. What do you see now?
Remove redundant keywords. Add new keywords. Go to auto Apple settings. Payments. Backup, none. Payments. Next, automatic payments. You have upcoming balance. Go to auto apply settings, add new keywords, remove redundant keywords. Turn on auto Apple for recommendations recently applied in the past 90 days.
Do you see anything that says access and security?
No.
Do you see an option to open up a menu? Like maybe three lines, three dots? Anything like that?
I see three dots here. Get started, 50% completed. And a circle. And half the circle is green. The rest is white. And there's three dots.
Here's two.
This information is not useful. Send back.
Shane, I can don't you know. Do me a favor? I want to know what you're looking at there. Can you take a screenshot of that and send it through text to this number?
Okay. Just
sent it to you.
All right, one sec.
I could send you the bottom page. I was sending this to you as well. Yes, there's a... All right.
So on the bottom side of your screen, that's at least you got a couple of icons with some options. Have you tried navigating through those?
Jen, can you look here and see where there's icons? What's an icon? Look, what are we looking for? An icon?
So on the bottom side of your phone screen, there's a house.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
light bulb. Yep. What? We have a bell. We have like a home.
Have you guys tried to click through those to see what you get?
Where do you see that?
Right here. What do you want us to click on? The light bulb, the bell, the three dots?
I want you guys to go through everything. We need to find
We can click on these. I can click on all of those. And.
Well, so you've got to tell them what to say.
Next one that you're, whatever it is that you're on now, go to the next one. Let me know what you see on screen.
Okay. So I'm at home. On the home icon, I see account overview, last 7 days. You know, it shows you like the chart from March to April 2nd or whatever. If I click on the light bulb, it says recommendations, but there are no recommendations for us at this time. If I click on the next one, it shows Shane's leads, zero clicks, zero cost, zero impressions, average CPC. Then if I click on the bell, it's notifications, and it says none of your ads are running. Your campaign and ad groups are paused or removed. Enable them to begin showing your ads. And then there's a little red button we can press that says learn more.
And then the next icon?
The next icon is three dots, and it's just Google Ads. And then it's underneath of that, it pulls up a menu that says conversions, asset library, change history, billing, settings, and support.
Go into settings.
Okay. In settings, do you want to see want to know what I see?
Yes, please.
Okay, custom notifications, there's nothing, like, that I don't think we, if I click the little arrow, it says you have no custom notifications. Performance summary, that just says weekly, and then under that, it says account access, which is enabled, billing, which is enabled, campaigns, which is enabled, feature updates, which is enabled, performance changes, which is enabled, and recommendations, which is enabled. And then it says your account, Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida, theme, system default, and then it says about Google Ads view version, view licenses, Google user ID.
And nothing else, right?
Yeah, I mean, nothing else in settings. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it says view licenses or Google usage ID. And that's it.
Okay. This is really odd. Shane, I'm thinking that the information that you gave us at the beginning might not be it. So there's a difference between what Google Ads is and what Google Verified is. So question to you, Shane. Do you know what kind of account do you have? Do you know if you're a Google Ads account, which is a pay-per-click service, or Google Verified, which is a pay-per-lead service?
I know I did Google Ads. Google Ads.
So you never had Google Verified?
I did. I got Google Verified months ago. I got Google Verified.
Yeah, but he wants to know, this is exactly the same situation that happened to us with that DCT Media. So he wants to know if you are paying per click or paying per lead, and you are paying per lead, correct? I think he was paying per lead, not per click.
All right, if it's pay-per-lead, that's Google Verified. That's what's called Google Verified.
Yeah.
That's not Google Ads. Google Ads is a pay-per-click. So if it's pay-per lead, you had a Google Verified, which means that everything that I'm giving you should pop up, unless it's not a Google Verified account.
Well, then maybe it wasn't. I mean, we don't know for sure. I'm new to helping him with this, but here it says notifications. Your campaigns and ad groups are paused or removed. Enable them to begin showing your ads. And then when I click on learn more, it says enable, pause, or remove a campaign, and it tells you how to do it. So is that why?
What did it say again, I'm sorry?
It says enable, pause, or remove a campaign. Because it shows that your campaigns and ad groups are paused or removed. So I don't know who paused it or removed it, but it says enable them to begin showing your ads, and then it then you can click this button, and it says learn more.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't think that has any influence, whether it's canceled or active. We just need access to the account, whether canceled or active. That wouldn't affect. Well, do you guys have a computer handy with you that we can try this on a computer?
I have my computer. I can help. I can pull it up. Yeah, hold on.
All right, can you log into his email?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Shane, I need you to help me because I don't know how to get into your email.
Hey, I'm on the other line. Anything real quick. An estimate, yeah. Whatever time works for you. You just got to call it up. I'll send you their number. Yeah, you
can get. Hold on a second, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time. There's no rush.
Sorry. Okay, how am I getting your email? What do I have to do? Go to Google Mail or what?
ShanesRestorations@gmail.com. Oh, no, into my email? Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to put it on the computer?
You're going to log into your email on the computer.
Okay.
Shane's
Restorations at Gmail.
Do you have your passwords on here? Hold on 1 second. Go get your other phone in case it's on there. And your Face ID. Need that in a second. Shane's. It must be on that one. Go on your passwords on there.
I don't have passwords.
You do. Hold on. Okay. Where is your email? Do you know what your password is? Because I thought that we... Here it is. Oh, no, that's your Facebook one. Yeah, we'll do it with... Okay, where's your phone? It's going to give us a verification code. Why does it say email? Stupid. Try it again. Just stupid. Okay, scan your...
Sorry, we're trying to get into his email and we're having an issue.
Well, that's okay. Take your time.
Can you...
What's your moment?
Nothing.
I just want to keep it in a scratch. And...
All right, give me the color. What is it? 2, 6, 3, 5, 8. Okay. What is he doing all this? Did you just get in a different code? Boy, I'm trying again. I just did this. I just put this code in. It's not working.
Did you put the G in?
You don't need the G. Watch. If I do that, it doesn't work. Yeah, code has only numbers. So all I'm doing is that, and it's not working.
We kind of even get into...
Well, he doesn't know his password for his email, which I don't understand how you don't, but...
I didn't use a password. My email was always open.
Alright, hold on.
Why don't I just do it on, I can get into my email on my phone.
Hold on a minute. Okay, device connected. Because it's probably easier on a computer. Some things you can do on your computer that you can't. And then we have to do rent spree after this, so. I'm not sure. Okay. Can you open that up, see if it's under Google Mail? Hold on. Sorry, sir. We're trying.
That's okay.
Do you work on Saturdays?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Do you work on Saturdays?
We're closed on the weekends.
All right. Where is... I'm looking for... I'm just...
Email.
No. I'm going to try this. Hold on. Google. Gmail. Here we go. If I'm trying to find his password and I'm going into his passwords on his phone and I look at Gmail... Shouldn't I be able to see what his Gmail password is? Maybe not. Hold on.
That depends on how is that set up.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Try that.
All right. This is getting very frustrating.
It's okay. It's okay. We're going to keep trying. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I think I might have got it. Okay. I think this might be it. All right. I'm not sure. You changed it, and so let's see if this is it. Okay, this might be it. I can't get into it because these are not the password. We'll try this, but it's saying that. Okay, now check your device. Hold on. Tap yes on your phone or your tablet. I don't know what you would check. You have to tap yes on your phone.
You get out of this?
Yeah. Teach you a text or something. Go back. Okay. I don't think that's it. Check your device. Google sent.
Here.
Okay, click yes. Okay. Hold on, I think we're in.
Yes, it's me?
Yes, it's me.
Click that.
Yes. It's trying to make sure that this is you. Okay, hold on. Fucking, we got in. All right. Okay, now what? I'm in this email, so now what do I need to do?
All right, so I believe Shane already knows what email we were working on. Just open up that same email, Shane, if you can, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is in here. So
go to home.
Okay. Home. Okay.
Well, here's my emails. How come I can't see my emails?
I don't know. Email.
You know, when I go into my email,
it's going to send you another thing that it's trying to, it's sending a verification to know that it's you. Because you're using, yes, it's me.
Yes.
You're using a different computer, and then you have to tap that. All right. We're in his email, but we can't even see his email. This is so stupid. Okay. Your Google account is okay. Who gets your Google account email?
All right, so I'm going to give you guys a call back in about 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have to hop into another appointment I have with another client. That should give you guys some time to maybe log into the email.
Okay.
So I'll be giving you guys a call back in about 20, 30 minutes at most, okay?
Okay, thank you.
For sure. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay.